West Liberty University professor Zachary Loafman has dedicated his life to crustaceans, specifically freshwater crayfish. He dips his hand into a water tank at his laboratory near Wheeling, West Virginia, to pick up a teal crayfish the size of a dollar bill.
See the little guy dropping down? We caught mom and she had like 300 babies, so we just let them grow.
His team has been all over Appalachia, searching streams, wetlands, and more, documenting crayfish. They've discovered six new species, and his students even named one of them after him. But recently, he's been worried the habitats for some crayfish may soon be threatened.
I don't know a single aquatic conservationist or biologist who thinks, yeah, this rule's great.
Loafman is referring to the current Trump administration proposal the U.S. EPA is considering that would take away federal protections from ephemeral wetlands and streams. Ephemeral means they only have water during heavy rain, and that's where some kinds of crayfish live. He and other biologists worry the rule change would cut protection for waterways and open the door for more pollution.
You know, if this were to go into law, we would be losing protection for millions of acres of wetlands, millions of miles of streams.
That's Ohio State University's School of Environment and Natural Resources professor Majeka Sullivan. He helped review a 2015 EPA report that detailed how ephemeral streams and wetlands help filter water to the larger watershed. He says future drought from climate change could mean that more Ohio Valley streams would become ephemeral.
An intermittent stream today could become an ephemeral stream in the future, and then it would fall out of protection. And we're seeing that, at least anecdotally, in areas of Ohio.
The Obama administration cited that report when they tried to expand Clean Water Act protections to include ephemeral streams and wetlands. But developers, the coal industries, and farmers pushed back, fearing excessive regulation. Central Kentucky soybean farmer Larry Thomas favors the Trump version of the rule. Among tall weeds on his farm, he points to a nearby creek bed.
This stream, and I don't know where it stops, will not run year-round.
Thomas says he was worried the Obama-era definition of protected waters was so vague that it could extend to things like water retention ponds on his farm, even though agriculture was exempted from the rule.
They want to grab another tributary and bring into that. And that's what we've done, and that's how we've got to this point. So we've got to say somewhere, where does this stop? Otherwise, we wind up in people's yards.
He believes the Trump proposal provides more clarity for farmers about what water bodies are regulated. But other area farmers say those concerns are misplaced. Laura DeYoung raises sheep in northwest Ohio and trusts the EPA to stand by their agriculture exemption.
I just think there are better battles to fight, and this isn't a battle they need to fight.
The Obama Clean Water Act rule is currently only in force in 22 states, including Ohio, because of ongoing lawsuits. West Virginia and Kentucky are among the states that had the rule stopped in federal court. West Virginia University agriculture law professor Jesse Richardson says even more lawsuits are likely if the Trump proposal is approved.
So I think it's just going to wind its way through the courts for 5 years, 10 years, who knows?
An EPA spokesperson expects a decision by December. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.